Well, hello and welcome. This is Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike, and that is yours truly, Michael Wolfeld. I'm the staff naturopath with Purium Health, and of course I always like to give Dave and Amy the credit because they are wise enough to know that having a naturopath on the staff is a good for everything, because hey, you know what we're about is service. And my motto, which I learned from my grandfather years and years ago, is if you provide service, everything else follows. If you put money first, you usually suffer. So that's my motto, and I think really we try to make that the motto of Purium. We really try and put service at the top of the pile, because that's what's important, and that's all any of us are actually doing. We think we sell products, we think we sell cars, we think we sell plumbing, whatever it is. We don't. We sell service. We sell ourselves. And so if we help somebody and they feel like it's been valuable, well, that's a good thing. Well, today we're going to be talking about how the body actually cleanses and how we help it along. Now, of course, obviously many, many of you have already done the transformation cleanse, and many of you are just starting, which is wonderful. And one of the questions that comes along all the time is, you know, what's really going on here? Okay, well, let's start from the beginning. Here's how the body detoxifies. And by the way, the body wants and attempts to detoxify every night from around 8 o'clock at night till around 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, that should be a big indicator right there of something that all of us need to think about in the way we deal with our lifestyle, especially our food intake. If the body starts to go into a detox mode every night around 8 o'clock, and if we have our last meal anywhere between 6 and 8, and it's a big meal, guess what? The stomach is still doing a lot of work at 8 o'clock, and so it has to send a message to the brain saying, I'm sorry, brain, we can't detox tonight. I've got too much work to do. So this is why one of the best things that everyone can learn to do is to eat the majority of their calories before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And ideally, if you have a good-sized breakfast, if you have a decent lunch, and if you have virtually very, very light at dinner, like even just using one of our products like Love or, you know, the Power Shake or even a piece of fruit with it or whatever, you'll find that that alone is going to make you feel better, and you will never ever, and I repeat this, you will never ever again have a problem with managing your weight. Because the body, you see, produces fat cells for several reasons. Fat cells, as I think most people realize, are designed to insulate us. You know, and they do a good job like that. Another major function of fat cells is because they don't have blood vessels running through them directly, they are what you might call storage facilities. It's sort of like you rent those the used storm places on the corner, you know, you pay $40 a month and they give you a key and, you know, you come back and a year later, you open it up and you find out all that stuff you've been paying for, you know, $500, you're gonna throw away anyhow. Okay, so, but that's one of the main purposes of fat, is to store toxins. So obviously, if we are dealing in a lifestyle where we are constantly putting more and more toxic load on our body, the body has to do any, in fact, the body not only has to, but it will do anything and everything it has to for self-preservation, in other words, to keep us alive. And so one of the main things it has to do is it has to keep these toxins, especially some of the gnarly ones, has to make sure that they don't get in the bloodstream and get into the brain or the heart, because at that point, they could kill you. So the body puts them into storage. So this is another reason why people tend to have the diet roller coaster, because all they do is force their bodies into a weight loss regime, but they don't do anything about the toxic load in their body, and that's why they gain more weight back when they're done than when they started. So obviously it's not a pretty picture. So that's one of the major things that I think everyone needs to understand and know. Now I realize this is tough because the world right now basically, especially in Western civilization, the United States for sure, you know, most people eat a big dinner. In fact, it's a social hour. And a lot of people skip breakfast. Now there's nothing wrong with skipping breakfast, but you want to still eat most of your food in a window, say, between 10 o'clock in the morning and, say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That works best. And the more you spread it out, the better, too. So, obviously, that's why I'm a big fan of eating breakfast and then, you know, having a decent lunch and, you know, so on and so forth. But the main thing is if you can really focus on changing your pattern of not consuming a lot of calories, especially after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll find you're going to start feeling a whole bunch better. You'll never have a weight problem again, and you're going to also find that it's going to be a lot easier to keep yourself detoxified and cleaned out, and it won't be such a grueling effort to do sometimes. Now, of course, we all know that we live in a pretty toxic planet right now. You know, the air is not so clean, the water is not so clean, lots of stress, which, of course, stress will produce more toxins than all the rest of it put together, and that's a real problem for most people, and we're going to have calls just about that, but for right now, just this idea that the more we can facilitate and aid the body so that it's not fighting against itself, the happier everyone's going to be. Now, another big topic of conversation that constantly comes up is the symptoms that people experience when they're on the fast, on the cleanse. One particular thing that comes up over and over again is, you know, bowel movements, not having bowel movements that often, especially people that were extremely regular before, and all of a sudden they find out they've been constipated for 3 days. Well, here's another thing that's part of the way the body works. And this is why it's good. I'm a great believer that if you're going to do the cleanse, I personally like people doing it with the fiber products and even adding some of the flex foods because you do need the fiber to keep things moving. Of course, we always offer the saltwater flush, which is certainly a good thing to do, especially if you really need to jump start the system. But one of the reasons why it's very common to get sluggish and even constipated when you're really cutting your calorie count down is simply because it takes a lot of energy for the body to have a bowel movement. Peristaltic action that's a huge muscle. It's incredible how powerful the muscle of peristaltic action is. So if the body can conserve that energy, and there's not that much fecal matter in the colon, it's going to do that, at least temporarily, to save energy. Especially if you are not taking it that easy and you're asking the body to do either mental work or physical work while you're consuming the 600 calories. And we're going to get into that a little bit more in just a minute. But anyhow, that's one of the main reasons why you often find it's difficult having bowel movements. And of course, most people are not going to be going to the bathroom nearly as much in terms of volume as they were, because you're just simply not consuming that much high fiber food. Most people find that they're urinating quite a bit, and that's very good because that's one of the main avenues that the body cleanses through. In fact, this leads me to the point of how the body actually does clean itself out. And this will also automatically answer some of the side effects that people experience. The number one way that the body cleanses, believe it or not, is the lungs. And if you think about it, it makes sense, because we breathe, you know, anywhere between, you know, 15, 30, and, 60, 90 times a minute, depending on what activity we're doing. So every time you exhale, this is why it's important to do deep diaphragmatic breathing, especially outside in the clean air when you can. Because diaphragmatic breathing means that you're breathing from your abdomen, you're pulling your diaphragm all the way down, and that means that the entire lung is being evacuated of the toxic gases that have recycled from the blood system. Now, if you breathe shallowly, that means you're only going to get rid of a small portion of the toxic gases, and the rest have to recycle again. Now, of course, that puts a huge burden on the entire system. So, especially when you're cleansing, all the time you want to do deep breathing, but especially when you're cleansing, you want to be doing as much deep breathing, not panting, but slow deep breathing, where you inhale deeply and you exhale deeply, to really ensure that you're releasing all of the gases. Now, those gases are pretty gnarly stuff. And these are substances that have been put in the gaseous state. So it's not like you've got gas flowing around your system all the time, although there are some cases like that. But a lot of this are actual chemicals and acids that basically get put into a gaseous form so they can be expelled through the lungs, through exhalation. So the lungs do the most detoxifying of every part of the body. Now, the second most popular place that the body chooses to detoxify, believe it or not, I think this will make sense to you also, because it's the largest organ of the body, is the skin. Obviously, we have more, skin cells than anything else, and more surface area. So this is another reason why drinking lots of water and sweating is good, and even using like a loofah, and scrubbing your skin with a motion so that you're removing the dead skin. Now, this is one of the main reasons I think you now see why people often experience pimples and rashes and stuff like that when they're doing the cleanse. And it can be a little frightening, obviously, for someone if they're not prepared. But this just means that the body is pushing the toxins out through the skin faster than the skin can handle it. That's all that's going on. And so one thing that's good for that is obviously drinking more water, rubbing the skin, doing a sauna, especially the infrared is wonderful. Also taking like a bath in Epsom salt or clay can be very helpful for this kind of thing. So that's the second avenue of cleansing. The third avenue are the kidneys. So obviously drinking lots of water flushes the toxins out through the kidneys that are accumulating from, and going through the bladder. So that's very, very important. And that's why most people will find that they're urinating a lot more during the cleanse, even if they're not necessarily drinking more water than they did during the regular week day, because the body's taking advantage of the excess water and the lower calories to actually use it to pull the toxins right out. So that's really a wonderful thing. And sometimes you will notice, and this should not shock people, and this is why I always like to bring it up, that often your urine will smell really, really bad. And in fact, your skin will smell pretty nasty too. I have talked to some people who have told me that, even after they take a shower, their underarms smell as bad as before they washed, even though they scrubbed it with soap. And this is because there's just lots and lots of toxins that are coming out, and that's wonderful. So if you smell bad when you're doing something like this, it's a wonderful sign. So that's the three top ways that the body detoxifies. Now, the fourth way, which of course always is given high priority as the most important, is the colon. And as you can see, the colon is number four in terms of priorities, in terms of the way the body gets rid of toxins. So this is another indicator why sometimes you're going to get a little sluggish or constipated, because the body is putting more energy into the lungs, the skin, and the kidneys. Okay, so that's, you know, that sort of explains that, I hope, because that comes up all the time. And I think it's important, you know, knowledge, they say knowledge is power. Well, that's not true. Applied knowledge is power. So once you have the information, if you don't apply it, what good is it? You know, it doesn't do you a bit of good. So I'm hoping that has really helped to clarify these points, because this comes up over and over and over again. Now, another area that we need to discuss, and this is a big one, because this one has come up over and over and over again, is the amount of activity I should be doing in terms of, you know, exercise. I mean, I've had people say, well, I'm concerned because I'm going to be doing, I'm training for this event or something, and I have to work out 3 hours a day. I'm also doing 4 massages a day, and, you know, and they say, well, you know, is this going to work? And I write back and say, no, absolutely not. You don't want to do this. You know, you want to be cleansing when you're not this busy. And I think this will make sense also. A certain amount of activity is not only good, but necessary, because you don't want to get sluggish. You've got to keep your lymph going. And so if you have one of those mini trampolines, jumping on that every day, 10 or 15 minutes, twice a day, is probably the best single thing that anyone can do while you're cleansing, because it flushes the lymph out better than anything else can do. And if you do it outside and deep breathe at the same time, you are really doing yourself a really good thing. But taking a nice brisk walk is fine while you're deep breathing. If you're going to walk or even lightly jog, which is okay, you want to make sure that you can still be in a conversational mode while you're doing it and breathing deeply. Now, if you find that you're getting short of breath, that means you're exercising too hard. Now, why should we be concerned about this? I mean, to me, it's common sense, but obviously it isn't, because this question comes up over and over and over again. Okay, when you're doing a cleanse and you're consuming 600 calories a day, your body goes into what's called a detox mode. In other words, it says, all right, this is great. We now have less work to do. We don't have to digest all this food, and the stuff that's coming in is in a fairly pre-digested form. So we really can spend energy cleaning things out. So the body starts to do house cleaning, you know, with the liver especially, and the gallbladder, and the pancreas, and the stomach, and the intestines, you know, the whole thing. And that's when it starts kicking more of the toxic gases into the lungs, thinking that, all right, if you start breathing better, and sometimes people will even feel like they have a need to breathe more, and that's part of this too. So that's good. But here's obviously why you don't want to be doing too much exercise while you're cleansing and only consuming 600 calories. If typically you're a very active person, and you're on a good diet, and you're consuming anywhere between, say, 1,700 and 2,500 calories, depending on, you know, the level of activity and your metabolism and everything else, and that is sustaining you for a certain amount of activity. Now, and you're maintaining your weight doing that. In other words, you're not gaining, you're not losing. In other words, it's sort of status quo kind of situation. Now, if you cut that calorie count down to, you know, like a third or even a fourth, then you're still asking the body to do the same amount of work. And the body has recognized this pre-digested food and recognized that the calorie count is a lot lower, and it says, great, we're going to house clean. And then all of a sudden you put demands on the body and you send these messages to the muscles. The muscles then have to communicate to the brain and say, well, I guess we got this wrong. Because now the body has to pull nutrients back out of the organ that is trying to clean and put it into the arms and legs so that you can do the activity you're trying to do. Now, believe it or not, and this is rare, but it's possible, There are people who've actually put themselves into cardiac arrest doing this just because the body got into such a shock from it. So, in other words, it's not a good idea. When you're cleansing, you want to clean out, and you want to be able to spend enough time relaxing, even, like I said, doing the deep breathing, meditating, you know, praying, introspecting, listening to soft music, walking in nature, whatever you can do to encourage a relaxation response, because the more relaxed you can be, the more able the body is to be able to push out all of the stuff it would like to get rid of. It's as simple as that. So I hope that this really makes sense, because, like I said, I have had countless emails and phone calls from people about this issue. And in fact, you know, we're actually changing our the directions that are going to indicate this more on it, because I had a call the other day from a woman who said that for 4 days, you know, she was 37, maintained her regular activity, which is a lot. I mean, she's a body worker, and she, you know, does some exercise classes and so on and so forth. And she said she actually felt great for 4 days. I mean, phenomenal, better than normal. But then it's like the bottom just fell out, and she felt dead. I mean, she could hardly move. And, of course, I explained what was going on, and it made total sense to her then. But the point is we don't think along these lines. And the bottom line is that common sense always will answer every question we have if we simply sit quietly long enough to listen for the common sense and our own intuition to tell us, because we will be guided. It's not that difficult. But the reason why we don't do it is because we constantly keep our senses actively engaged in the world. Eyes, ears, mouth, speaking, you know, our touch. And so, those are wonderful instruments to have and to use. But if we're constantly putting that energy out, we can't possibly tune in to our own intuitive realizations that are constantly coming to us. And they are. It's amazing, absolutely phenomenal how we will be perfectly guided if we simply just listen carefully to the common sense that we can manifest within our own our own consciousness. It's quite remarkable. Now the last thing I think is real important to mention here, because this has come up quite a bit also, is people ask about, you know, the difference between doing the love and doing the power shake. And most people ask that question who are concerned about if there's going to be a gluten reaction from the power shake because of the activated barley, and then they choose to do the love. And either one works perfectly fine. They're both low calorie and high nutrient. So that part's good. The power shake probably has a little bit more usable energy than love. When you take it, just because of the activated barley is a complex carbohydrate. And of course, love has carbohydrates in it, but it doesn't have the love. I mean, it doesn't have the activated barley. So it's a little bit different, but they're both excellent. Now, other people have asked, is it okay to take some other products? And I always say, well, certainly, you know, taking the probiotics is wonderful. I would suggest opening the capsules up and mixing it right in with the drink that you're having. And also people have asked about taking like the astaxanthin, and that's okay. I would stay away from most of the other products, unless you want to do even a more thorough cleansing, and it's okay, it's not only okay, but it's a beneficial to have a couple servings a day of like the Kamut blend or the plain barley juice. Because the more green juice you put into your body, you know, the more chlorophyll and the more able you are to detoxify. So that has come up quite a bit. So I really want to congratulate everybody that's been doing this. I'm absolutely blown away and impressed immensely with the number of people who have never attempted to do anything like this in their life. People who are on lots of drugs, people who are very obese, people who are extremely sick, and many people have found out about this, and they're willing to do it because it sounds like it makes sense. And right now, there is an incredible cleansing detoxification moving across the country and the world. And also, that does follow logically because more and more people recognize the need to clean out, just like we clean out our closet once a year. You know, we clean out, you know, our colon once in a while, but we don't ever clean out our entire body. And so that's why this is really, really helpful. Now, last of all, I would like to just, you know, mention, because I get this question all the time, you know, is it okay if instead of doing the, like the power shake, is it okay if I just juice a lot of fresh vegetables, organic vegetables? And I say, yeah, absolutely. That's a wonderful thing to do if you've got the time and money, because it's very expensive and very time-consuming. And if you're going to juice and you're not going to use a Norwalk juicer, you're wasting a lot of valuable nutrients because you will see that when you run the pulp through, you know, even a Green Star, which is one of the better ones, which is the slow-turning double gear one, the pulp that comes out is not bone dry, and you can take that and run it back through, and you'll still get a little bit more juice out. So obviously, one of the big advantages of the transformation cleanse that we offer is that it's easy to do, it's pretty affordable for just about anybody, especially compared to the other kind of cleanses that are out there, and it can be done without changing your lifestyle tremendously. And I think that's crucial for most people today because everyone's busy, and we hope that when you're doing this, you can actually take a little bit of downtime because you'll get a lot more out of it, both physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So that can be really, really helpful to you. So friends, it has been a wonderful pleasure to be with you. I'll be back again in 2 weeks, and we're actually going to be talking about some other aspects that I think you'll find fascinating. And once again, please feel free to contact me with any questions. I'm here all the time. I basically officially work Sunday through Thursday, but, you know, for emergency people, I usually try and always call everyone back, even though, no matter when they call me. So my phone number is 800-962-5433, or, of course, it's 760-436-5565 is my direct line if you're calling from a cell phone because the 800 does not always work. And my email is askthpdoc@gmail.com, and those contact information are on the website. I think I have a page that talks about that. And please email me or call me if you have any specific topics that you think would be good to discuss, because I'm always anxious to include what people. In fact, the whole topic tonight was the result of a number of people that called me and emailed me. So that's why I thought this was a good thing to do. So be well, take care, God bless, be happy, and bye for now.